Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program our friend from the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today.
I am. I hope you are.
I sure am. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Carmen, big topic, too, and this is something I think a lot of us deal with, and that is food waste. So let's dive in, pardon the pun, let's dive into food waste today.
Well, and with the cost of food, I think all of us are looking for ways to maybe save a little bit of money at the grocery store, and if we can avoid food waste, that is a good place to start. So just thinking, have you ever opened your refrigerator and found a container of leftovers that maybe had seen some better days, or maybe had some spinach that's no longer crisp and green, but a little bit slimy and wilted?
More times than I'd like to admit, actually, yes.
Well, you are not alone. According to the United States Department of Agriculture, over one-third of the food available in the United States goes to waste every single year.
Talk about ways, Carmen, that we can keep more food in our kitchens from going to waste, because it does cost money, and it's sad to see food go to waste. So we have ideas about that?
So one of the best things to do, Danny, is to plan ahead. With just a little bit of meal planning, we can really make a big difference. If we try to save those last-minute trips to the grocery store, that helps avoid buying things maybe that you already have and cuts down food waste. And if we plan for what we're going to cook and what we eat and what we do with leftovers, that is a good way to avoid some food waste as well.
Carmen Long is our guest on Extension Today here on WIFM. We're talking about food waste, and interestingly enough, when we talk about food waste, we also kind of have to talk about people who have a hard time having enough money to buy the food they need. Are there resources for those?
Yes. So Cooperative Extension does have a program called More in My Basket, and they're able to help individuals sign up for SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, with a toll-free number. So that number is 1-855-240-1451. And that is a program that Cooperative Extension has just to help people who might be eligible for some food assistance that might not even know it. But whether we have SNAP benefits or not, we all need to be a little bit smarter. So one of the first things that we can do is when we get home from the grocery store, take inventory of what we have and maybe do a little prep beforehand. So have you noticed that if you cut up fresh fruit that you might be more likely to eat it than if it's left whole?
100%. It's amazing. Yeah.
So if you have pineapple or melons, if you wash those well, cut them up, put them in an airtight container in the fridge, that way they're ready to eat when you are or ready to add to a recipe. You're much more likely to eat them before they actually go bad. Only certain fruits do well with that. Anything that spoils quickly, berries, strawberries, raspberries, those kinds of things, it's better to wait and wash those right before you eat them. But those big pieces of fruit like watermelon, if we cut that up, it's just more likely to be eaten.
And for watermelon, it's easier to store if you cut it up and put it in containers.
It is. And if we do think about seasonally appropriate foods, watermelon is kind of out of season now, so that might not be one that would be as tasty or as economical. Well, yeah. But apples are a great choice this time of year. We have a lot of apples grown locally, and they keep really well in cold storage. So if you can find some on sale, it's a good time to stock up on some of those.
Our guest, Carmen Long, on Extension Today here on WIFM. We're talking about food waste and how much we as Americans waste food, but also in conjunction, we're talking about ways to make sure we don't waste so much, ways to save food. And one of those would be putting stuff in the freezer, right, Carmen?
Freezer meals are fabulous, as long as you remember that it's in there and you actually eat it. Sometimes I know we stick stuff in the freezer and we might not eat it as soon as we should. But if you're cooking a big batch of something like a casserole or a pot of chili, some soup, don't be afraid to freeze part of it. It's a great way to have a meal ready on a busy night, and it keeps you from getting tired of eating the same things over and over again. I made some really yummy pork stew the other day. It's like a Southwestern black bean corn tomato with pork in it, and it's so good. And we'd had it one day, or maybe 2 days, actually, and there was still some left over, and it was like, you know, I really need to go ahead and put that in the freezer because it would taste better later on than having it another meal in a row.
And I know we've talked about this before, too, Carmen, and that's making multiple meals from one item.
And that is a great strategy, and it's actually pre-planning those meals. It's not leftovers in that case, so a simple thing to do would be to take a rotisserie chicken. You could have it as chicken one meal. Mm-hmm. And then on the next day, you might use that chicken to make some chicken noodle soup. And then you could use the rest of that chicken in chicken salad or chicken quesadillas. With the holidays coming up, sometimes you can get turkeys for really good prices. Mm-hmm. And that would be, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't need a whole turkey. There's just, you know, my family's small. But if you cook that turkey and then portioned it out into servings that you could use in a casserole or a soup or something other than just plain turkey even, then that would be a great way to have some meal prep done ahead of time.
Carmen Long is our guest here on Extension Today on WIFM. Carmen, before I let you go, how about just running through maybe some quick tips that I know you sent me from the USDA, and they all make sense to me. So if you could run through those for us.
Sure. And the first one is that planning. Planning your grocery trip before you head to the store. Write down what you need. Check your pantry. Check your fridge to avoid buying duplicate items. See what you have in there that you need to use, and build your meal around that. And if we go to the grocery store with a list, typically we're going to spend less money. I love Wednesdays when the new grocery ads come out. Yep. That's a great way to make your list, see what's on sale for that particular week. Often it's what's in season. Mm-hmm. But build your meals around things that you can get at economical prices, and then think about ways that you can do a little meal prep or plan ahead. If their chicken is on sale, it's a good time to buy some, cook it, and have it ready for another meal.
Terrific. How about portions, controlling portions?
And this is an important one in multiple ways. So if we control our portions, start with smaller servings on your plate, you can always go back for more if you're hungry. Mm-hmm. But it's a great way to keep food from being scraped into the trash.
Yeah.
And a lot of us are trying to maybe pay attention to how much we're eating anyway. So if we divide that food up as we're putting it on our plate, put half of it on our plate and put the rest in a container to store for later, then we might not be as likely to go back and get seconds that we may not really even need.
So full disclosure, some of us are doing that and some of us are realizing they should do that. Not pointing fingers at anybody, but I'm here.
Just take that planning.
Tell me about this recycling food scraps, Carmen.
So think about, instead of tossing your food scraps into the garbage, turning it into compost. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to enrich our soil, helps our plants to grow. If you can't, if you don't want to do this yourself, you might have a friend who would be interested in composting. But just something to think about if we can avoid. It's a good way to utilize food from when we consume it to when we're not going to consume it anymore. It's still helpful to our soil.
And finally, and this is the one that it seems so simple and makes the most sense, use your perishables first. Don't always do that, but we should.
And this is key. Those are expensive things, and we don't want it to spoil. So when you put your groceries away, use the first-in and first-out method. Place the older items with the earlier expiration dates in the front of your fridge and the pantry, and put your newer items in the back. You have to pay attention, though. Sometimes at the store, they might not have things that have later expiration dates.
Right.
You might have some things at home that have a later expiration date. So just check that out when you come in, and make your pantry so that it's easy for you to utilize things that are going to expire first. And the same way in your refrigerator, thinking about putting those things that need to be consumed up front and putting the newer things a little bit further back.
Great information as always, Carmen Long. Thank you so much. people have questions or want to talk to Carmen Long, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
In Allegheny County, our number is 336-372-5597.
Mm-hmm.
And in Surrey, it's 336-401-8025. There are lots of hints out there on ways we can save money at the store, and if people need help with that, we'd be happy to provide some information, because it's something that we're all facing every single time we walk in the grocery store.
Absolutely. Carmen Long, thank you very much. Pleasure to visit with you as always. Look forward to the next time. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
You too, Danny. Thank you.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.